Parshas Pinchas, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Urim V'Tumim, which is mentioned in this week's Sedra. It's also mentioned in Parshas Tetzaveh. But it gets a mention in this week's Sedra in Perek Chof Zayin, Posuk Chof Aleph. V'lefnei Elozo HaKoyen Ya'amoyit. This is talking about the induction of Pinchas. Sorry, it's talking about the induction of Yeshua as the leader of Klal Yisrael following Moshe Rabbeinu's death. And it says, V'lefnei Elozo HaKoyen Ya'amoyit. He should stand in front of Elazar HaKoyen v'sho'aloi b'mishpat ha'urim, and you'll ask him in mishpat, you'll ask of the Urim v'tumim lifnei Hashem al piv yetzu v'al piv yovayu, and by his mouth will he exit and enter v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoi v'chol ha'edo. So this is, we know, the famous inyan of the Urim v'tumim. The Urim v'tumim could be consulted at times of war, for example, should we go, should we not go. They would stand in front of Urim V'Tumim. The Gemara in Yuma describes exactly how you would stand, how you would say it, how the response came. We'll see it in a minute. This was the inyan of the Urim V'Tumim. We know the answer wasn't obvious. The letters would shine up, they need to be unscrambled. That's also a shaila in the Gemara, exactly how it worked. There is a Baal HaTurim in Parshas Tetzaveh. In Parshas Tetzaveh, number 4 on the sheets, we have a similar pasuk in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Lamed, that says, "V'nosato el cheshen hamishpot es ha'urim ve'es hatumim, v'hoyu alev aharoin dis cheshen." The breastplate will be on the heart of Aharon, b'voyu lifnei Hashem, v'nosa aharoin es mishpot b'nei Yisrael aliboy lifnei Hashem tomit. So the Choshen is described there as Choshen HaMishpot. Choshen HaMishpot. Says the Baal HaTurim, number 6 on the sheets, Choshen Mishpot, Shemechaper al Avoinois Mishpot. Fine, quotes the Gemara in Zvachim. And then he says the following, Uma Mishpat Bayoim, Af She'elas Urim Bayoim. If the Torah refers to the questioning of the Urim V'Tumim as a mishpat, then it has to follow all the halachas of a mishpat. And we know that Beis Din only sits at day and not at night, so too you can only consult with the Urim V'Tumim at day and not at night. A chiddush of the Baal HaTurim, based on the fact that the Torah refers to the Urim V'Tumim as a mishpat. And the question is, they have now a two-volumed Baal HaTurim, two thick volumes, which is unbelievable, because the Baal HaTurim is a very tiny little sefer, but Etzem. There's pages and pages of Ha'aras. I saw at the back of the new one, he brings down Shema Tshuva She'elas Shloima, I'm not sure exactly who that is, where he says, I can't understand the Baal HaTurim. There's Mefurush Psukim in Nach, one in Sefer Shmuel, it says quite clearly that they wanted to fight at the times of Shaul HaMelech, they wanted to fight against the Pelishtim, and they consulted with the Urim V'Tumim at night. Should we go to war? Should we not go to war? So how on earth can the Baal HaTurim say, make up this drasha that Mishpat, and Mishpat is Bayoim, and you consult with the Urim V'Tumim Bayoim, and Furush Psukim, and they did consult at night? That's in Sefer Shmuel. There's another pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. It says, Vayalu B'nei Yisrael, Vayivku lifnei Hashem ad ha'erev, and they were crying right up until the night. Vayishalu b'Hashem lemor ha'osif l'geshes l'molchama. Should we go or should we not go to fight again? Another pasuk, mafurish. They asked the Urim V'Tumim at night. That's the question that he asks on the Baal HaTurim. Chana, I don't remember that it says whether it was a day or night. There is a similar question that could be asked. The David Mishorim, the Chabina Rav, whom I've definitely mentioned in the past, the story, the Tshuvas David Mishorim, the Chabina Rav wrote Tshuvas. He was from the Goyne Eretz Yisrael post-war. He also married my great-grandfather's sister, but he had bigger claims to fame. He was on the show, a Gon Adi B'chol HaTorah Kula. They went up to him once and they told him, they said, you know, the Chazon Ish is extremely makpid. On Pesach, he has no Sforim out whatsoever. Very makbid, because of Chashash Chomet, but the Maisa, those are an absolute necessity. He has Chumashim out. But otherwise, no Sforim. And somebody said to the Chabina Rav, you know, I went to the Chazon Ish's house on Pesach, and I saw they had a Tshuvas David Mishorim out on Pesach. What do you see? So the Shabina Rav Aaron said, well, obviously it's clear he doesn't use it the rest of the year. That's what he said. Al Kol Panim, the David Nisharim quotes his Balatarim.
There's one question about Mishpat itself. Normal cases which not need urgency, definitely they never will make Mishpat during. But if it's urgent, think about nation.
As far as I know, there's no Mishpat Balayla. The only precedent would be if it started by Yoim, then there's a precedent it can carry on into Laila. As far as I know. Yeah. Al Koponim, the David Misharim says, I'd like to continue, he says, the theme of the Balaturim. The Balaturim tells us that because Urim V'Tumim is an inin of Mishpat, so it gets all the halachas of Mishpat, no Urim V'Tumim at night. Says the David Misharim, well, if you continue that argument to its logical conclusion, Beis Din also don't sit on Shabbos. And therefore, another halacha will emerge. You won't be allowed to ask the Urim V'Tumim a shayla on Shabbos. Just like the Balaturim says you don't ask at night, just like Mishpat, so too you also can't ask on Shabbos, just like Mishpat.
It's obvious, because there's flash of light.
Oh, so some say no, 100%. You know, you remind me of the Satmarov. The Satmarov, who was known to be very sharp sometimes. He was in America, walking down the street, past a supposedly kosher frum restaurant, and he saw big neon flashing lights, kosher, kosher, kosher. So he walked past and he saw it and he says, well, sometimes kosher, sometimes not. Yeah. I'll call upon him. No, so there is actually a shayla. There is a big shayla, which, in all seriousness, has big ramifications. Halacha. There are those who discuss whether there was a problem of asking the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos because of Hilchas Ksiva on Shabbos. Which, as you can imagine, opens up a whole world of halacha. With, is that called a ksiva? There's no ink, there's no dioi, there's no paper, which has big ramifications.
No permanence.
And there's no permanence, so all these shailas, people have CCTV, television circuits, and you're being recorded and filmed on Shabbos, all these types of shailas on a computer screen, is that ksiva or is it not, might have a makoir from the halachas we're discussing. But Al-Koponim, the David Misharim, he doesn't seem to be so concerned with meleches kosev. He says you can't ask the Urim V'Tumim on Shabbos because it's Mishpat. No Mishpat Balayla, no Mishpat B'Shabbos either. The problem is, I saw again, there are those who are Ma'iris, Mefurash Apostle can say for Shmuel, that Dovan HaMelech asked the Urim V'Tumim whether he should escape from Shaul. He asked him on Shabbos, Mefurash Gemara Menachos, that it was on Shabbos. So we seem to have two chidushim of the Achrayim in a very similar vein. You can't consult with the Urim V'Tumim either at night or on Shabbos. And the problem is there seems to be Mefurash Psukim. Mefurash Psukim in Nach, that at various different stages the Urim V'Tumim was consulted both at night and on Shabbos. How can it be? So I was thinking that the Etzim have a very simple Teretz. But we'll see there is a big problem with it, and this is really what I want to discuss. We'll really get into the nitty-gritty of what the Urim V'Tumim was all about. The Targum Yonason, in this week's Sedra, number 2 on the sheet, says as follows. The Kodom Elozo Kahana Yashamish. V'yehi Kad Yiskasi Minei Pisgom. Whenever Yeshua, it'll be mechusa, it'll be covered up from him a halacha. V'yashalei bedin, he'll ask a din, he'll ask, consult with the Urim V'Tumim to tidy up the halacha. Al memra de Eloza kayano, yehoi nafkin l'sidre kerovam. V'al memra yehoin olein l'meidin dina hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael amai v'chol k'nishta. It's mevua in this targum. There were actually two types of questions, and this has relevance to what you touched on before. There are two types of questions that were asked of the Urim V'Tumim. There was a shayla lahalacha. They could consult in the Urim V'Tumim. They had a halachic query, one shayla, one type of question. And then there was a question not of halachic nature, but of a communal nature. Should we go to Molchoma? That's not a halachic shayla.
Permission.
A mission. Permission. Klal Yisrael need, should they go and wage war? Is it dangerous? Does Hashem want them to go? Does he not want them to go? There's two types of inyanim that seem to be mavua over here in the Targum Yonis in number 5 and the Sheet Parshas Tetzaveh seems to be mashma exactly the same. If that's the case, then I think we have a very simple teretz, the Baal HaTurim and the David Misharim. What did the Baal HaTurim say? That because it says in the Torah that Urim V'Tumim is Mishpat, therefore it follows all the halachas of Mishpat, not at night, not on Shabbos. It's true. But that's all with regards to when you're consulting in the Urim V'Tumim in Dinei Mishpat, in halachic matters. Then what this is a Mishpat and has halachas of a Mishpat. But when you consult the Urim V'Tumim with regard to communal affairs, like should Klal Yisrael go to Milchama or not, the Baal HaTurim wasn't talking about that.
There's a very big problem with this solution, because halacha here, not there.
We're going to get to that.
You get it, right?
Yeah, this is exactly what we're going to discuss. So if that's the case, it's very poshut now. It's very poshut. The Baal HaTurim told us that Urim V'Tumim is Mishpat. And we're saying, it's true, it is Mishpat. But it's only mishpat when you ask halachic shailas. You ask a mishpat, then it has all the halachas of a mishpat. So it can't be asked at night, and it can't be asked on Shabbos. All the psukim that we found that the Urim V'Tumim was consulted on Shabbos and at night, all of them without exception were shailas of war. Can David HaMelech fight? Can Klal Yisrael go to war? Those are not halachic shailas. About those types of questions, there was never an opinion that you can't ask on Shabbos at night because that's not a halachic shaila. When the Urim V'Tumim is paskening a shaila lahalocha, then it's a mishpat, it's like a bezdin, can't be done on Shabbos, can't be done at night. When the Urim V'Tumim was b'machriya shailas of communal interest, like should we go to war or not, that's not mishpat. That could be asked at night, that could be asked on Shabbos as well. That's l'chayra how you can miyasha the Baal HaTurim for pshitas. However, it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut. The Gemara in Eiruvin. Let's have a look at the Gemara in Eiruvin. This is on number 12 on the sheets. Kol hamoira halacha b'fnei raboi chayev misa. If anybody paskens a halacha in front of his rav, he's chayev misa. I just this morning saw in the Netziv HaMikdov on this week's Sedra, he says, and this is something that we've had reason to be discussing quite a bit recently in our Shiurim, the Netziv says, it's very simple, Kol HaMoira HaLacha B'Fnei Rabbi is Chayav Misa. He suggests, it's not an Indian of disrespect to the Rav or anything like that. He says it's simple, a Rav has Siyata D'Shmaya, the Talmud doesn't. A Rav has Siyata D'Shmaya, he has divine inspiration to Paskin, therefore nobody else has that Siyata D'Shmaya in his presence, and maybe you can't Paskin whilst he's around.
As Shmuel almost was killed.
Right, as we know, Shmuel himself wanted to be, Eliyahu Kohen wanted to be killed for being Moir Halacha B'fnei Rav. But the Gemara there exactly discusses Shmuel. I'll call upon him. The Gemara says that Elozah ben Aaron HaKohen was guilty of this. He was guilty of this. Says the Gemara, Beleza Oimer, Moiridin Oisoi Migdulosoi. You're not Chayav Misa, but you get demoted from your position of greatness. Shenema, Fayema Eloza HaKoel al Anshe HaTzova. Eloza HaKoen was, on one occasion, guilty of being Meir Halacha Befnei Rabbi. And what happens? Afilo Hochi I Anish, the Ksiv, Lefnei Eloza HaKoen Yamoid. Says the Gemara, we don't find anywhere, even though the Pasuk says in our Sedra quite clearly that Yeshua will consult with Elazar and he'll ask of him the Urim V'Tumim, we don't find anywhere that in actuality he did. He never asked Elazar HaKohen Ashayla. Why not? Says the Gemara, because Elazar was Meir Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi. Says Rashi there, number 13 on the sheets. Tekseiv lifnei Elozah HaKohen Yamoid v'Shoaloi. This was the pasuk we began with. Shehaya Osid Yehoshua liyos tzorech lishoel dvar halacha. Yeshua was destined to ask Elozah inyanim of halacha. V'loy ashkechon la'acha misas Moshe. We do not find, following the death of Moshe, The Itzrich Le Yeshua Le Loza Le Shoel Klum. On no occasion did he ever ask him a Shaila, and all of that was as an Oynesh to Eloza of having been Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi.
Wasn't Yeshua that he was replacing Moshe, and Eloza was Aaron, and Moshe was the one who was the leader and who consulted with Hashem, whereas Aaron didn't. So why was he consulting with Eliezer?
He was the leader, Eloza was the Kohen Gadol when they came into Eretz Yisrael, so he should have asked him Shailas. He was the automatic, obvious address. He should have gone to him, and he didn't go to him. That was his Oynish. The Rashash is very bothered. The Rashash is very bothered, and he says, "One moment, please. What does Rashi mean when he says that Yeshua should have asked Dva Halacha Me'elozo?" I don't understand what that means. Yeshua was destined to ask Eloza Shailas in Halacha, and we're saying it never happened. It never happened. He said, "Well, what can I do?" It says, "V'shoa loy b'mishpat ha'urim," which is the pasuk that we began. That yes, Eloza will indeed ask, but not in inyan of Halacha, not halachic Shailas. Halachic Shailas. Maybe we get into the area of Torah Lav Bashamayim. We don't find that, in fact, the Urim and Tumim was ever consulted on Inyonim of Halacha. In which case, what does Rashi mean when he says Yeshua should have asked Elazar of Inyonim of Halacha, but in fact didn't? What do you mean he should have asked him of Halacha? You don't ask the Urim and Tumim halachic shailas at all. So the Rashash says, no, you have to know how to read the pasuk properly. It's true. You would ask Elazar two types of shailas. You'd ask him halachic shailas, and you'd ask him shailas pertaining to war. But when you'd ask him halachic shailas, you didn't consult with the Urim Tumim. You asked him himself. You asked Elazar himself. That's what the Rashash wants to suggest. And he says, if you look in the pasuk, you want to medayik that in the psukim, but there really are two separate inyanim going on. That the Rashash says, I agree. You sometimes consult with Elazar on halachic shailas, and you sometimes consult with him on communal affairs, like should we go to war or not. But when you ask him halachic shailas, you don't consult with the Urim Tumim. You don't consult with the Urim Tumim. It's only when you ask him, should we go to war or not, then you ask the Urim V'Tumim. Says the Rashash, that's what Rashi means over here. Yeshua was destined to ask Elazar halachic shailas, not from the Urim V'Tumim. He was going to ask him as the Kohen Gadol, as a Talmud Chacham. He was going to ask him shailas la'alocha. And that's what Rashi was saying, that in fact he never ended up asking him the shailas, but he was going to, not from the Urim V'Tumim. We're a bit stuck now. Why are we a bit stuck? Because we saw in the Targum that the Targum seems to be mashma that you did ask from the Urim V'Tumim both halachic shailas and also shailas of whether or not we should go to war or not. In which case, we need to understand this Gemara. What happened exactly? Elazar was Meira Halacha B'Fnei Rabbi. He got a punishment. What was the punishment? That Yeshua never asked him Shailas in Halacha. We know for a fact, by the way, that Yehoshua did consult with Elazar in matters pertaining to war. He did consult with him in matters pertaining to war. So what was the punishment for Elazar? You're not going to be consulted. He was. He was asked, Shailas, of whether we should go to war or not. So the Rashash himself says, no, that's not called asking Elazar. Because for Shailas pertaining to war, you ask the Urim V'Tumim. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. It's halachic Shailas that you are destined to ask Elazar himself, The punishment was that Yeshua never asked him a shayla. That's the opinion of the Rashash, the Chiddush of the Rashash. There are two separate inyanim going on over here. When it comes to halachic shaylas, you ask Elazar directly. When it comes to halachas of war, you don't ask him, you ask the Urim V'Tumim, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking. He was going to ask him halachic shaylas and never ended up doing so. But according to the Targum, we can't say that. Because the Targum told us that you ask both halachic shaylas and also milchama shaylas of the Urim V'Tumim. So according to the Targum, you could very happily come to Elazar and ask him either type of question. Should we go to war? Do you have a halachic psak for me? Two types of shaylas. In which case, what was the punishment of Elazar? What was the punishment that they never asked him a halachic shayla? So what? But they asked him the other shayla. They asked him shaylas of going to war. So he was consulted. He was consulted. I want to share with you a yesoid that I saw in a sefer, a very beautiful sefer called Mishnas Chaim, had here in the Beis HaMedrash. And based on his whole theory, I'd like to try and suggest a chiddush maybe. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph, discusses exactly how the Urim Etumim was consulted. It says the Gemara number 7 on the sheets, Tana Rabon. Ketzat Shoyalin, how exactly would you ask a question of the Urim V'Tumim? Hashoyal Ponov Klapen Nishal. The asker had to be standing in front of the one who was asked. V'hanishal Ponov Klapen Shechina. Hashoyal Oymer Erdoif Acharei Hagudud Hazeh. V'hanishal Oymer Koi Omar Hashem. This is what Hashem said, Alei V'hatzlach. Etc. etc. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't need to say Koi Omar Hashem. You just say Alei v'hatzlach. Says the Gemara, Ein shoyalin b'koil. You do not ask in a loud voice. Shenema v'shoyal loy, v'loy maharer b'liboy. Just like we know, Chana was medaberes al libo. Says Rashi there, v'shoyal loy mashma loy levadoy. She'ein shoymea elohu. Nobody else could hear. Reinoy maharer b'liboy elo yoytzi besvosov. Mashu shoyel shenema v'shoyel loy b'mishpat ha'orim. There seems to be machlokes over there. Exactly what happened at the end of the day? How exactly was the Urim V'Tumim consulted? If you look at the Marsha number 9 on the sheets, Marsha says, "De efshel lefarish de hashayla behirhur legav haKadosh Baruch Hu." That really you could whisper the shayla. Because after all, you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all your thoughts. Shiyedea machshav es leiv adam. Just like with regard to davening. According to the Marsha, the maskana of the Gemara is, it's true. You don't need to say it loud. Because you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You mustn't think it. You have to express the words. But it's just like tefillah. Just like davening. When you daven, nobody else can hear it. You've got to enunciate the words. You can't just think the words, but nobody can hear them. Whereas according to Rashi, Rashi learns not like that. Rashi says that the maskana of the Gemara is you've got to say it in a way that the Kohen can hear it. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, that it's not good enough to think it, but rather you've got to express the words to the Kohen Gadol. Says the Mishnah Chaim that he'd like to suggest that the machlokas, a fundamental machlokas, is really when you're consulting the Urim V'Tumim, who are you consulting? Who is being asked? Is it considered a question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it a question to the Kohen? And the Mishnah Chaim wants to suggest that actually it's based on how you translate the words of the pasuk. Let's go back to the very first posset we started off with. V'lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamid. Yeshua will stand in front of Elazar. V'shoa loy b'mishpat ta'urim lifnei Hashem. Al piv yetsu v'al piv yovoyu. Through his mouth will they go out and through his mouth will they go in. Whose mouth?
Yeshua.
No, it's definitely not. Yeshua was asking the question.
He got the answer, and then
no, but we're saying go and ask Elazar the question, and I'll piv. So the Pashat Pshat in the Pasuk is Al Piv means the Piv of the Kohen Gadol, of the Lozar Kohen. That's what Rashi learns. Look at the Erachayim HaKadosh, number 3 on the sheets. Al Piv Yetzu Pirish Chayzer Al Hashem Ha'amah B'samach Hu Hamayitzi V'Hamayvi. The Erachayim says you have to read the Pasuk like this: the Shoah Loi B'Mishpat Horim Lifnei Hashem Al Piv Yetzu V'Al Piv Yavoyu. Says this Sefer, the Mishnah Chaim, there seems to be a machlekes how you translate the simple translation of the Pasuk. Al Piv Yetzu, is it by the mouth of the Kohen Gadol shall you enter and exit, or is it by the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Mishnah Chaim that the machlekes is really on a fundamental understanding of who is being consulted when you ask of the Urim V'Tumim. Is that a question of the Kohen Gadol? So it's Al Piv of Elazar? Or is that really a question of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? The message comes via the Choshen. It's Al Piv of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he says, therefore, he wants to suggest that's the machlekes between Rashi and the Marsha. How loud do you have to say the question? According to the Marsha, who said, it's like tefillah. Yes, you've got to enunciate the words, but nobody has to hear them. It's exactly like davening. If it's like davening, it means you're consulting with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Kohen Gadol doesn't need to hear it because you're not asking him. According to Rashi, who learns that no, it's got to be enunciated in a way that the Kohen Gadol can hear it, the pshat is because the Kohen Gadol is being consulted.
There's two questions to this. Question number one, maybe I'm wrong, but when I learn Naviim, everybody forbidden to address to me to direct. Even if you come and it's there, you can't ask. You have to ask Kohen Gadol right now. If it's not true, fine. Because it is a problem when they wait, when Shaul kill all coins, exactly point. Because without them, there's no way to even ask it. Number two, even if it goes through Kohen Gadol, probably Kohen Gadol is very good pay secretary. Nothing else. Because if it's not, we don't need two in between. Maybe they will use this tool and maybe we'll jump in a godless solution. He will say that we ask Kohen, not as a secretary, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu was.
Asking him, so right, then what?
Then, nothing to talk about two in between. Because maybe this time he has two in between, maybe next time he won, we ask him. Whatever tool he will use, we will accept. Tumim became tool for him. He can go to look in Russia, Kohen Gadol, or look at whatever, or Tumim. It's just one of the tools.
I understand that. You're right. It's within the confines of how the Torah governed that you must ask the Elazar. Okay.
If we talk about technique, fine. I agree. But he will talk about who he is. Definitely Kodesh Baruch Hu. But through Kohen Gadol. Or not through Kohen Gadol. It's different. But never Kohen Gadol.
Okay. Okay.
You understand? I don't know. Maybe I'm...
I hear what you're saying.
Right.
He continues the theme there in the Mishnah Chaim, and he says he'd like to suggest that that's the machlokes in the Gemara. Do you have to say Koy Omar Hashem, or do you not have to say Koy Omar Hashem? The Gemara has brought two opinions. He says that's the machlekes. Is this Hashem talking? Just the Kohen Gadol is relaying the message on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or is this Elazar who is being asked, the Kohen Gadol, though it's not Koy Omar Hashem, it's himself, Alei V'Hatzlach.
And he's understanding that the answer is coming straight from Elazar, it's not coming from Hashem.
It's my question.
Yeah, that's what Michael's saying. Obviously, he's getting Siyata D'Shmaya when you ask the Rav any Shaila. You ask your Rav, your boss of the Chol of Shaila. It's also coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But he has a Siyata D'Shmaya. Now we say that he is being asked. Of course, it comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And a final thing he wants to suggest that can also be told on this Machlekes is the Gemara says there, that a Navi can prophesy something on behalf of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that Nevuah can be retracted on occasion. We once discussed this, sometimes a Nevuah can be reversed, a Nevuah L'Tov, and a Nevuah L'Ra. A Navi can be Chayza. Says the Gemara that Urim V'Tumim can't be Chayza. Whatever the psak was, Urim Tumim, that can never be reversed. However, in Yerushalmi says that actually that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But there's another opinion that says no, the Urim Tumim can be reversed.
But he was the itself, right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say?
Yeah, it can be retracted. There can be a second message. I can say no, I'm sorry, to ignore the first
by
one.
Itself,
yeah.
And say sorry, oops. It is right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he says, again, he wants to suggest that, again, this is the same machlokes again. Why? The Meshech Chochma tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was different to all other nevuahs. Whatever he said could never be retracted. Why? Because what he says is directly from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We know Chazal tell us the Shekhinah, as it were, spoke in his throat. He's not a messenger. He is God talking. That can't be retracted. Whereas a Navi, even though, of course, the message comes originally from Hashem, but it's his, as we discussed the other week, he has to interpret it, and he has to decipher it, he has to decode it, he has to relay it in his term. That's a Nebuah, and that can be Chayzah. Says the Mishnas Chaim, so in fact, now we understand, that's the Machlekas. Nebuah can be retracted. It's true, because that's the Navi talking. So it can go this way, it can go the other way. The Urim, the Tumim, can that be retracted or not? That's a machlekas. If you hold the Urim, the Tumim is alpiv of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and it's got to be Koyamar Hashem, as the Tanakhama holds, then it can't be retracted. If, however, you hold that it is the Koyan being consulted, then it's not the Rabbeinu Shel Olam talking, it's the Koyan. That can certainly be retracted. This is a theme that he has going in his sefer. He has four simonim on this whole subject. But here we've brought four machleksim, four big shailas, which are all dependent on one inyan. Number one, we said, how loud do you have to talk? Seems to be machlekes. Again, if you're talking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's like tefillah. If you're talking to the Kohen has to hear it. Second question we said, how do you translate the posuk? Al-piv, whose mouth? Is it the Rabbeinu Shel Olam or is it the Kohen Gadol? Third machlekas we said, can it be retracted or not? Again, if it's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam talking, it can't. If it's the Kohen Gadol, it can. Fourthly, must you say Koyomah Hashem or not? It depends on who's being consulted. Avkan, that is his whole piece in the Mishnah's Chaim. So I was thinking to myself, maybe there's room to take a kav in the middle and make a bit of shalom. This week said it was all about shalom, it's brisi shalom. Maybe it's possible to suggest, who is being consulted over here? Big machlekes, tut dodin. Is it the Rabbeinu Shel Olam being consulted, or is it the Urim Batumim? Maybe it's possible to suggest, it depends what shaila you're asking of the Urim Batumim. It depends if it's a halachic shaila, or is it a shaila of milchama for Klal Yisrael? It's true, Torah lav b'shamayim. Torah lav b'shamayim. But there are rayas, we don't have time to go into it. The Rambam says in Pashas Tetzaveh that when you asked the Urim Tumim, that was on even a lower level than Nevuah. It was on even a lower level of Nevuah. And it's Nevuah, and I saw in other Sforim, that there didn't exist the problem of Torah lav b'shamayim precisely because it wasn't the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who was being consulted. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam Kaviyachol cannot be consulted on halachic matters because Torah lav b'shamayim. So when you ask Elazar a shaila, who are you talking to? Depends what the shaila wants. If you ask him a shaila in halacha, you're talking to Elazar HaKohen. If you're talking on a shaila, what should Klal Yisrael do? So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will decide. Should they go to war? Should they not go to war? Then you're addressing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's true. You're going to have to work out now all the Gemaras, Koyama Hashem, or where they can be retracted, etc., etc., etc. It'll have to fit into this pattern. But in Svara, I think it's certainly very mistaba to say that it depends what type of question. That's after all how we began.
But in this case, can you clarify in your Shita what role of Tumim and Tumim? If we are asking about halakhic question.
So, the Urim and Tumim, again, it's the Siyata Dishmaya, it's the...
No, what role?
Yeah.
Right now we have we have koi.
Right.
Right now he has...
You put in the koi. If you're asking a shaila, should we go to war or not, This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouthpiece.
And if I'm asking about chicken, kosher or not,
then it's a Lozach Kohen Pasuk.
It's like he has Gemor on the
right. Then it's a Lozach Kohen Pasuk. And it has to be his Pasuk, because Torah Lava Shemayim.
It's Torah Vitumim, I'll try to get. Torah Vitumim is like Gemor or Shukhanor.
That's his way, okay? And the Hamid Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Siyata Mishmaya.
Computer!
Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can plant an idea in his head, he can plant an idea in his Urim Mutumim. Okay. But it's his Psak Halacha.
Okay.
But if it's a Shaila, what should Klal Yisrael do? It's not a Shaila Halacha. It's a Shaila, should he go to war or not? There the Rebbeinu Shalom is being consulted. And if that's true, if you go back into the first pasuk again,
right now,
you'll see how beautifully meduic it is. V'lifnei Elazar hakoyen yamid, he must stand in front of Elazar. V'sho'al loy, and you must ask him, who's him? Elazar, b'mishpat.
Right.
Ask him mishpat, ask him halachas. V'lifnei Hashem al piv yetsu v'al piv yavoy. Who is the l'fnei Hashem al piv? Says Eirach Haim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a steer in the one posuk. It says, V'sho'alo, you're asking Elazar. How can I hear Achaim saying, Alpiv, Chayzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's the two parts. V'sho'alo, b'mishvot. When you're asking him questions of mishvot, you're talking to Elazar. You're not talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, to Elav HaShemayim. But if you're asking, Alpiv Yetsu, Alpiv Yavoyu, should they go to war, should they not? Then it's Alpiv, you're going with the Rebbeinu Shleilim.
Again, small problem. Maybe you'll be zapped too. In this case, we start all this conversation, I forgot source, who said, Tumim Vitumim Kamo Mishpa. Right now, it should be like Belezer Kamo Mishpa. What to do with Tumim
Vitumim? No, you're right. When you consult,
we start all this conversation.
Yeah, 100%. So when you consult with Elazar HaKohen in matters of Halacha, that's called a Mishpat. And it's true, that can't be done on Shabbos, and that can't be done at Laila. But if you ask Elazar HaKohen Shailazov, can we go to war or not? That's not a mishpat. That's not a halacha. That's Hashem talking. Hashem can talk at night. Hashem can talk on Shabbos. And if that's the case, we now can come back to the Gemara in Erevin. I think it's Miyushev Lahafi. It says there what? Elazar was Meir HaLocha B'Fnei Rabbi and he got punished. What was the punishment? So Rashi says he was destined to be asked Shailaz of HaLocha and he was never asked. And the Rosh Hashanah says, big deal. He was asked questions of Milchama. So he was consulted. What's the difference? What type of Shaila? Kuntu is saying, yes, half of a fella. That's why Rashi Davka said Dvar Halacha. Because when he was asked Shailas of the Milchama, that's not him being consulted. That he was a messenger of the Rabbeinu Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being asked, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still being asked. In order to punish Elazar directly, you have to take away the questions of Halacha because that's him paskening. And that was his Einish. The Rashash wanted to say that what? That you'd ask Shailas of Elazar al-Halacha, you didn't even consult the Urim Tumim at all. You spoke to Elazar directly. We're saying very similar. No, you did ask the Urim Tumim, both Milchama and Halachic Shailas, you asked it all of Elazar. But who are you talking to? If it's Shailas of Halacha, then you're talking to Elazar, even by the Urim Tumim. If it's Shailas of Milchama, then it's the Rebbeinu Shleilim. That's why Rashi said, how was Elazar punished? No more Halachic Shailas. He got lots of Shailas of Milchama. That's not for him. That's the Rebbeinu Shleilim being asked. That's the Rebbeinu Shleilim answering. In order to punish Elazar, you have to take away the Shailas that he is being asked, and that's areas of Halacha. Let's just sum up very briefly. We said it's Mavua in the Targum that there are two types of Shailas you'd ask the Urim Tumim. Which, the truth is, it's really Mavua in the Psukim. The Shalai, the Mishpat, and Alpiv Yetz, Alpiv Yavoy, two types of Shailas. Number one, we wanted to suggest the Chiddush, that which the Baal HaTurim and the David Misharim say, that it gets the halachas of Mishpat, not a Laila, not on Shabbos, that's only with regard to halachic Shailas, but with regard to war, that's not Mishpat, that can be asked on Shabbos, that can be asked at Laila. We wanted to suggest also now a second Chiddush, that if we're trying to work out who is being consulted when you ask Urim HaTumim, is it the Rebbeinu Shalom or is it Elazar, and all the various Nafkaminas, it's possible to suggest maybe that it exactly depends what type of Shaila you're really asking. If you're asking a halachic Shaila, Toyer Labba Shemayim, it must be Elazar talking. If you're asking a Shaila of relevance to all of Klal Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide if it's the right time for them to go to war or not. And that is what Elazar had his punishment. With regard to shailas of the Molchoma, that's not him talking. He was continued to be asked. The shailas of Halacha, which were shailas to him as his punishment, those shailas were taken away from him.
Thank you. I have question. Excuse me, what do you recommend me to consult you? What kind of...
To consult you?
Yeah. You know, I come. I would like to ask you, is this chicken kosher or not? Maybe I should not bother to return. It will be appropriate question to ask to Eliza. Look, is it appropriate to talk to Tom Vitor? And that's the